I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. We're about to have another one of our Yes Conversations from Yes Magazine. Yes Magazine, in their 15th anniversary, have taken people they call the 15 breakthrough people, people who are changing our way of life in a very positive way, extraordinary people transforming the way we live. And we're about to have a conversation with Henry Red Cloud from the reservation, the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, where he has created the first Native American-owned solar company in the country and done much more. And Henry, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Greetings, Mark. I greet everybody with a good spirit.
And that was said in your native language of Lakota, right?
Yes.
So tell us, take us back a bunch of years before we talk about this incredible solar company you built and this world you built as a solar warrior for America, for Native America, and for America as a whole. You left the reservation when you were younger, in the early 70s, I read, someone said, to join the civil rights movement. What did you do?
I got in, after grandmother passed, there was no need to hang around. I couldn't find work. So I left the res and started doing construction work and ran across some, and I ended up doing structural steel for many years.
Uh-huh.
I ended up in New York City to L.A. and all in between and saw a lot of the country. But my heart was always at home. I thought someday, well, I would like to get home. And one year, I decided to return in high hopes of a job and high hopes of a house. And I returned after many years later and found it in more, it was in worse condition than when I left. I could have easily went back out to work, Mark, as I would have, shelter, food, and all of the necessities. But my roots are here, Teochpa'e, my family, and I love it here in Indian country. And I took a little vow. I spent a night in the country, took a little vow, connected with the land, and basically wanted to change, change something here. And I thought, well, the only place for anything to take a change is you got to change within yourself. So I changed, and then I just start working, community development, getting involved in Natural Bill, listening to the elders when they spoke and their visions, their hopes, their dreams, and start, connecting the dots, start, bringing this sustainable way of life that we really understand in a real deep sense. And it's been such a great, great, journey that, combining our way of life, our ancient way of life, with this new way, and then becoming sustainable after I'm the fifth direct descendant of Mahpialuta, my great-great-great-grandfather, Red Cloud. And in his visions, as well as my grandfather's after him, grandmother's, was always to go back to the old way of life and then become sustainable with buffalo, food, housing, and all of this stuff. And here we are, five, six, I have, children, grandchildren, which are the seventh, and just making that way, bringing this new way and honoring the old way and then becoming sustainable. Because, it's just something that, it's this sacred pact that they made back in 1851, the 1868, the mid-1800s, late 1800s, when things were really, really bad here in Indian country. And, taking their hopes, their dreams, and combining it with rebuilding myself, rebuilding a community, it's like rebuilding of a nation. And it's really awesome to be involved in what I'm doing. I find it that working with the younger students, the next, generation, they're going to be the ones carrying this, running with the ball, so to speak.
So tell me, Henry, I'm curious about when you said earlier that that you yourself went through changes. I mean, that you decided to change your life is what you said.
It's all about rebuilding. We have the past in our hearts, Mark. There's no way, nothing we can do about it, but we do learn from it. And it just makes us, you know, better people, gives us a bird's eye view, and sets us in a good, you know, direction along with the use and the practice of our ancient ways, the Sundance, the Sweat Lodge, the songs that go with it, the language, all of that. It changes a person. Here we are, you know, 21st century. It's like living in, you know, two worlds. But if we take our ancestral way and then, you know, combine it with some of this, you know, 21st century way, I believe and I know from experience that this is what we need to do as the, you know, Native American. We can do this in small ways by getting our people trained and rebuilding at the Teochevaye, doing some renewable energy there in small ways, you know. Once we get, you know, we get this movement up and moving now, once this happens, it's just like any one of the multi-million-dollar wind farms, solar farms, but it has an immediate impact on what we do. Grandma's happy. Mm-hmm. When she's happy, everybody's happy. Yeah. Grandma, she carries her words really strong and got some bite to it. Whatever she says about you or the community carries a long way. So, you know, mostly what we're doing is just doing our deed here in the 21st, you know, century. We're warriors.
You're calling it, I heard you say somewhere that it was, this is a new way to honor the old ways. Building a solar company and organic gardening and doing all that is a new way to honor the old ways.
Yeah, a new way to honor the old ways back in the 1800s, all of the buffalo just about got in, wiped out, as well as the Native Americans, you know, bringing that back as well, bringing land use, bringing buffalo restoration to Teochevayes, and, you know, just getting back to the land. If you should walk through Indian country anywhere, it doesn't work. All of this is Indian country, but if you run across some native somewhere and you ask them if there was one wish that they can have, mm-hmm. what would it be? And it wouldn't, you know, take them long to respond back there. You know, they're going to say, I would like to get back to my own land. I would like to return home, get back to the land, build, and you know, do all of this stuff. And so taking natural build, renewable energy, all of this stuff that falls into our cultural songs, language, ceremonies, is honoring of the old ways in this new way, and then becoming sustainable, creating savings, creating economic development. And we can do this at the grassroots level. Throughout Indian countries, there's so much artisan, painters, silversmith, beaters. There's so much. It's just, you know, taking this. We all need to take this next step in economic, you know, development. Okay, we've been doing that out of our homes. Let's, you know, take the next step and start really creating some work and some nice shops. And I really feel really good to see throughout Indian country all these small businesses, you know, taking a step towards that vision, that dream, that hope that the elders had.
So tell us about the solar business that you started, and the training you've done, and how many people you've employed. Tell us, how did that begin, and what are you doing with it now?
The beginning of it was, you know, Well, I went with whatever was happening within the season, I would do to get by, you know, to make money, pay some bills, pay the power, and that. And I found it that I was in a wood bending business, and then I heard about solar water heating, air heating. So, you know, thank goodness for Google. I did some research and I downloaded some backyard home, you know, garage, you know, do-it-yourself, you know, systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I built one just looking through dumpsters, going out to the landfill, mm-hmm. putting all of this together, and I made a crude air heater. And I tried it, and lo and behold, it works. It works. Oh, I was so impressed. So I said, okay, this is really, you know, this could really, you know, benefit. And I started to look at more things, home built, you know, wind turbines, and start doing some research on it on my own. And many nights I stayed up pretty late doing research. And one day I went into the village, the main village, Pine Ridge. I'm 10 miles west of there.
Mm-hmm.
I went into the village, and I was doing some errands, and I saw a group of people gathered around what looked like a water heater or an air heating system. While I was doing research, I ran across different organizations out in, you know, Colorado, Utah, California, offering hands-on, you know, training. And when I approached them, they said, sure, come on over. So I would, you know, drive over in my car, my truck, sleep in them, you know, basically live out of them, and just volunteer to learn this stuff. And then, so I did a New York Minute, a Pine Ridge Minute, because we can do that here in Indian country. It's easy enough.
Right.
So I pulled up to this group of people, and it was this nonprofit organization based out of Fort Collins, Colorado. And they are Trees, Water, and People.
Oh, yeah. I looked them up when I read about them on your website.
We formed, that was just a natural partnership. It was just, they were doing what I was doing in my own way out here. And so we formed a partnership and was able to not only do some research, redesign on this air heating system, but got a lot of people involved and start, as I was getting all this here technical training, on one of those nights when I was trying to get comfortable and being aware that I was the only Native American on these, you know, volunteering at these workshops. On that night, I went and sat up and said, okay, we need one of these. We need a training facility for Native Americans. Because we're all, we don't have the time to go off a year or two, go to school to learn this stuff. We're here with our families, our, you know, Teoshpayes. Everybody has a responsibility bringing in resource, food, bringing stuff in for the family. And if that chain's broken, then it's the, you know, Teoshpaye kind of struggle. So it's hard for guys to, you know, really get out there and you know, focus on things. I want to open the doors with our partnership with TWP. We opened the doors to Lakota Solar in 04. 05, we started to install, do these installs, and then start doing research on redesigning this air heating system. Taking the old 1970s concept and implementing 21st, you know, century.
With a Lakota twist.
Yeah, with the Lakota twist. What I mean by that is it's incorporating the way the sun sets, where the sun sets in a winter I love it here in Indian country. We have our four seasons.
Right.
I love it. I love the solstices and the time of honoring and that. So, you know, taking our ancient way and incorporating it into these air heating systems, we was able to come up with a very effective, efficient, money-saving unit. Now we've manufactured over 1,200, and we've also had 84 students come through our program.
Hmm.
And we created 84 jobs, about 40 part-time, you know, jobs. You know, today we're here with our partnership. We both collaborate. We go in, we meet with tribes, we look for, you know, champions, which they're not hard to find because Indian country is loaded with champions. And we start, you know, developing some green teams. And then what they want to do, what their resources, what they can do, how much sun do they have, how much wind do they have per year, and start looking at helping them through their, you know, programs and start getting, you know, training out there, getting the, you know, product out there and creating some small businesses and letting them, you know, create their, you know, savings, jobs, everything, all in the long run for not only themselves, but, you know, tribe overall. And never, never forget about Grandma. Grandma's there all the time. She smiles when I'll just have to share a story with you.
Okay.
We were over in Rosebud. We were over to the Little Thunders resident. We did a nice 7 application there. We planted 13 juniper trees over on the northwest side of the house to block the wind, keep the house warmer, create a, you know, dead space, as well as one planted 2 cottonwoods on the southeast and on the southwest side to shade the house to keep it cooler in the summer. Then we put a 10 kilowatt, or excuse me, 5, you know, kilowatt a solar array with the residential wind turbine. And then we did one of the air heaters, but the very first thing we did was one of our air heaters. And the little Thunder family, Rosie, she's an elderly in her mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
It nothing much. It was her house. We went there, we did the first install for the air heater, and she understood right away. She didn't say anything. Well, we turned the, you know, thermostat on. The unit is, you know, thermostatically controlled. Got a small blower on it, which uses as much power as a 60-watt light bulb and moves 480 foot of airspace through the system. So, so she understood while entities within the Rosebud tribe came housing, you know, different entities while we were all there, vice president, different ones came in. While we were all oohing and aahing, feeling the warmth of the air there, she just gently started to move her material basket, and she moved her sewing machine and her light fixtures, and she knew what this, you know, she really understood. And we worked with the Little Thunder family. They're very traditional family. They practiced, you know, culture as well as speak Lakota on a daily, you know, basis, and really have a tight embracing with the horses. They have so much horses in that, and it was so good to see that Rosie understood. She knew. All the other ones were just oohing and aahing, and it gave me strength to see her, you know, doing that. She's just quietly moving things. She knew what it was all about. And since that time, we were able to cut her utility bill. She was paying anywhere from $350 to $450 a month. We helped her savings, you know, dropped it by 80%. So she pays like $60, $40 a month, and she's really happy about it.
So what you're doing? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just thinking. So you really, what you're doing in bringing solar to the res and to people there, and is really changing their life. I mean, because
they're
I mean, they're saving the environment. They're also heating their houses for less money than they ever did before. I mean, this is a very revolutionary act in many ways.
Yeah, creating economic development and all of that, which, as we all know, Indian countries can use that boost in economic development. Here where I'm at, you know, of the Oglala Lakota, there's 68% out of the enrolled, you know, people here that ain't, you know, working, like, you know, 40,000, 42,000. That's a lot, you know,
a lot
of people out of work. A lot of people. If we had the nation's stats on people not having a job, well, it would be powwows in the streets here. It would be more people working. Yeah.
Right.
So it's all about what I'm doing is just rebuilding of oneself, Teoshpaye, community, nation.
And
I feel really, really positive about it, and just, I have so much fun. I got friends, you know, calling me throughout the country, throughout the, you know, globe. A guy called me early this morning from out to L.A. He said, "How you doing? What's up? How are you doing?" I said, "Oh, we're having a hard time, but we're having a fun time at it," I tell him. So, yeah.
How many people do you have employed for you, working for you in the solar company?
Right now I have 8 full-time employees here, Monday through Friday. We're manufacturing to installation, training, building of straw bale houses. We're a paper recycling plant here. We take the res paper, turn it to cellulose insulation for houses, and then make houses more efficient and put some renewable energy on it.
And I said, you're doing some organic gardening as well as small-scale wind power?
I love gardening. Yeah, we do residential wind as well as, you know, commercial. But, you know, gardening, I love gardening. Oh, I love the earth. I love the taste of the food. In fact, this past year we had anywhere from 150 to 300 plants of each. For instance, tomato plants. We had 208, you know, tomato plants.
Mm.
We had tomatoes everywhere, Mark. I lost my father to, you know, diabetes. And it's our diet.
Right.
We changed. So, you know, eating live food and then bringing seed herds of, you know, buffalo in and then eating, you know, buffalo and utilizing renewable energy and recycling and building houses and all of this stuff. Everybody's there's a movement, Mark, today, and it's at the grassroots. It's been tried and tested for many years at, you know, tribal level, people back in the day. 1934 Act, when that was implemented, and people didn't agree with that. And then here we are, you know, today there's very few people getting out there and even voting for the IRA government, the president, vice president, all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all at the grassroots level. I love it throughout Indian countries. I've just been throughout the Northern Plains helping other tribes get involved, or entities within the tribe or either individuals. So it's been a tremendous journey. This next month going to be going down to the Dene land, going down to the mountain youths, the southern youths, and start, you know, helping them. They have tremendous, you know, sunlight.
You see this could make in the years to come. You see this idea of solar and wind and organic gardening on reservations around the country as a way to help Indian societies transform completely and taking the old way with the new way and creating a whole new world.
Yeah, yeah. So in 2006, this is, would like to say something to all the young listeners as well as everybody out there. Never, never, never forget your dream. Just always, you know, continue, even if it's mini steps, even if you're just thinking about it from, you know, day to day. But just keep that vision going. It happened for me in, you know, 2006 with the partnership with, you know, TWP, was able to open the doors to Red Cloud Renewable Energy Center, which the students came through, 84 students came through, got the, you know, technical support, the hands-on, you know, training that they needed to, you know, join the workforce. Or everybody through Indian country would like to develop small businesses. So I'm really, since then, we've been so busy here and saw so much of the interest with the, you know, tribes that we're building, we're expanding. We just got another 40 by 60 annex building, which is going to be dormitory living / you know, classroom.
Really?
Yeah, so we're really, really busy here. We're having fun.
And so it's amazing. I mean, because the land is there, the wind is there, the sun is there, and I was thinking about how you might relate. I mean, that so many people in Lakota, Arapaho, other places, the sun is very important. There's a sun dance, and I was thinking about what the relationship is between like having the sun dance and having this new solar company. To me, it sounds like it's tied together in a very spiritual way.
You know, tied together, which everybody understands, from grandma, grandpa to the young people.
It's I also heard you say once, I thought was very telling. People, there's a real difference between how some people look at things. I heard you say one day that what you're doing is living with the land, not on the land.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we've. That's the way that we live as, you know, Native Americans. We don't live on the land. We live with it. We coexist with it. Everything is related to us throughout, from the core of the earth to the sun. The stars, everything. We coexist with all of this. And it's something that we really understand. That's why over the years, as coexisting with everything natural, and they've always said that Native Americans had the most, they were most embraced with the natural, with the earth, and that it was just, it's just our way of life. We understand that. We're slowly, you know, getting back to that, through this renewable energy, through sun, through the wind. We can make that change. We can make that change, and it all happens from one self, Mark. And I see that through all these young adults have so much, you know, coming through. We have, you know, sweat lodges, and I get a lot of young students over young, you know, the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
They know what it's all about, and they understand the most, you know, the best time is when we, you know, build a fire together, and then we just, you know, sit around and share, talk. Visions, hopes, plans, what we want to do,
and your granddaughter is the seventh generation since Fort Laramie Treaty with Red Cloud, is that right?
Yeah. My granddaughter Lydia. Yeah, it's it just gives such a bird's eye, eagle's eye view. One spirit starts to understand and feel good in the whole body. Then they start to smile and radiate this beautiful smile. Natives throughout the country have beautiful smiles, a mm-hmm. unique smile, because it comes from the spirit. You know, through our dances, our ceremonies. There's, you know, we our spirit hoops, it hollers. They refer to it nowadays as war hoops. You know, they try to put war. No, it isn't. It's the spirit.
Right.
The spirit, you know, taking control, or liking the song so much that the spirit starts to holler out. And it's, we do this with all awareness on our, ancestral ways. That's how I bring out the, you know, training. We have a little bit of time and we talk about our ancestral ways, what we know, and that, this past August, we had 5 tribes here, Mark.
Hmm.
We had the Shoshone Bannock, we had Northern Cheyenne, Assiniboines, the Cheyenne River, the Yankton Sioux, and plus the Oglalas here. So there was, you know, 6 of us here. We built a straw bale house in 4 days. We did a training. We went into another, you know, training right after that, and students walked away with the knowledge of building a straw bale house, as well as how the air heater works. And TWP and myself supported the Northern Cheyenne on some, you know, systems. Just went and gave them some systems to get up and you know, running on their own. We do that throughout Indian countries, taking their, you know, champions, taking their, you know, green teams, and give them that support, you know, technical, you know, training, as well as, you know, help them to establish a small business, because small businesses lead to big businesses.
You can lead to freedom, dreams, independence.
Yeah, dreams, yeah. Independence, all of this stuff just falls right into place, things that we've been struggling for 140 years. And we've been struggling, putting energy in the wrong direction. If we take this avenue, oh, everything's going to fall into place. I know it. I feel it. And I can see it.
Well, I hope that one day soon we can, when next time we come out west, that we can actually come see what you've done with my own eyes. I'd love to do that one day.
That would be great. It would be awesome to have you here.
Henry Recklow, this has been a great honor to have you on the air with us. And we look forward to many more conversations and to seeing the power of your work and spirit help transform not just life on the res, but life in America.
Thanks. Thanks, Mark. Would just like to share something in my native language.
Please.
Oh, yeah. The Hetchina Wombla Nitral Hena Oinia Etkia Yapo Aku Wichomachalheki Hena Washtek the law. So, relatives, continue. Keep on doing what you're doing. Follow your dreams. Make that change for the next generation and receive all the energy that you need while you're on this path. Oshte.
Oshte. We've been speaking with Henry Redcloud, the solar warrior from the Pine Ridge Reservation, one of Yes Magazine's Breakthrough 15 honorees. And underneath us now, you hear Henry singing live on Democracy Now! Last September. He sang a song to celebrate coming together and making a better world for future generations.
Ho mitako oyase, we are all related.